Noel, the big showcase final tomorrow, and I see the Irish news this morning saying that it's not a final many people would have predicted.
No, funny, we were just talking about that last night, Tom, I suppose. I think maybe Killeclaher, people would have thought, you know, if they get a run on the championship, they're capable. Tullock, very much surprised packets. But honest to goodness, when you consider that in Killeclaher's case, they had Errol Kearn and Andrew Moore both on their side of the draw and had to beat both of them to get to where they are, I think, honestly, most people would say definitely a surprise duo. But having said that, the novelty, it's an interesting pairing. And considering Tullock's great history in the championship in the past, you know, maybe it's a sign of things to come and sign of the times now that we're living in.
Yeah, and is it a case where it is the two best teams at the end of the day that's in the final, or was there maybe some result along the way that went very kindly for either Killeclaher or for Trillick?
Well, I think it'd be unfair to say that, you know, because the bottom line is this: you can only put and beat whoever's put in front of you. Trillick, a lot of people would have felt that a reasonable draw, getting Dungannon in the first round. Dungannon beat them comprehensively in last year's intermediate championship final. Tullock gained revenge in that and did so with a great sense of confidence and ability. They accounted quite not easily for Greencastle in the quarterfinals. They faced a very, very tricky situation, a very tricky tie against Cull Island. They went into it as raging underdogs and produced what I would consider the best team performance of the championship this year to deservedly earn their place in the county final. Killeclaher, on the other hand, Eunan Lindsay, our county PRO, said to me they only ever play one half of football. They were terrible against Errol Kearn in the first half, produced a superb second half, come back to win that convincingly, produced a brilliant first half against Drumore, and then had backs to the wall the entire second half and just about scraped home. But at the end of the day, both teams would say, listen, it's about results. It's a results-driven industry that they're in. They're now in the final, and deservedly so. And both teams are going in confident form.
Talk to me about Killeclaher, I suppose the nearly team of the last few years.
Well, funny, we were just saying last night, Terry McCann made the comment that I think since maybe 2003 or maybe 99, around that, but they've been in 8 senior semi-finals, which, I suppose, to an extent, may be considered an early team. You know, it's not all that long ago. We were just talking back 35 years ago. We didn't even have our own pitch. Now they have facilities which are the envy of most clubs in the county. It's absolutely fantastic, and they can perform and compete at every level. So, an early team, certainly, you know, that isn't that long ago since they were competing in junior and intermediate championship level. But they're up there now, and they have really earned their spurs. They really are a team and a club that's competing at all levels and competing well at the highest levels. They also have achieved a fair degree of success at league level and won the senior league last year. And then there's a body of opinion here that would say before you won a senior championship, you need to win a senior league. Well, Killeclaher have been up there competing at the top in the senior league and doing well. And I think, you know, nearly men is probably not a fair title, but you know, it may describe certain aspects of their play. But I think since Kieran Ho and Johnny Michael Holmes come in, you know, there's a focus, there's a serious determination, there's a good deal of self-belief and confidence, and they're a very, very well-prepared team. And, you know, if Trillick tomorrow beat Killeclaher, fair play to them, they do so deservingly and haven't earned it. But I would imagine that Killeclaher are coming into it with a fair degree of self-belief and a fair degree of hunger as well.
And talk to me about the team, just maybe go through the names and significant names.
Well, you know, the significant names, of course, there's a couple of guys there. Mark Bradley is the buzzword in Tyrone football at the moment, a young forward, as we saw, under 21 success this year, played very, very well for the senior team. The two McCanns, Connell and Tiernan, two fabulous, fabulous footballers. Jeremy Carlin and Owen Bradley there in the back line, who are tremendous. It's very, very experienced and high-quality players. But they also, Leo Meenan, who was there in 1999, who was there in 2003, Leo Meenan has been the top scorer, up in the top scorers in Division 1 for the last 6-7 years. He's, again, a player of huge experience, county experience as well. There's plenty of talent there. Emmett McFadden, Danny Gorman, players who, you know, wouldn't take an awful lot to turn them into very accomplished senior, possibly inter-county players as well. So there's a lot of quality there, Tom. There's a lot of experience. And what Killeclaher have this year, and they probably hadn't in the previous couple of years, is they've a bench. They've a couple of lads who can come off the bench, and Tomás Flanagan, Decky Leonard, and guys again who can come off the bench and turn the game. So they do have options, they do have strength and depth, they do have a bit of quality. Will that be enough? I think tomorrow is going to come down to hunger, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. And all things being equal, and everybody playing up to their top of their game, are Killeclaher good enough?
I do believe they are. I think that they are, and they've shown that over the last number of years. Trollick, no doubt about it, a fantastic team, and we often talk about it. You know, you say some of the parts, Trollick's performance against Co-Island in the semi-final was more than some of the parts. It's, as I said, fabulous team display. If they can repeat that tomorrow, they're going to need that. Put it this way, they're going to need a fabulous team display, plus they're going to need their big individuals, the Matty Donnellys, the Richie Donnellys, the Rory Brennans, the Lee Brennans, the Rory Kellys. They have got to step up to the plate tomorrow. They're going to need big games from all those guys. And if they can do that, they're in with a great shout. But I just feel that strength and depth, that wee bit of extra quality and experience that Kerry Clare has, could well prove the difference.
Liam, I'm sure the excitement is mounting in Trellick. First final in a long, long time.
Yeah, the excitement's mountains. A great buzz here, Tom. It's the first final since 1986. Well, final in 87, the first time we've won it since 1986. But certainly a lot of excitement and great buzz about the town of the minute.
And obviously, it's a brilliant story as well because, you know, beating finalists in the Intermediate Championship last year, making it to a senior final and championship contenders this year.
Yeah, you know, there's not many people or people outside the parish or anywhere in Tyrone, I'm sure, would have given Trollick any chance of being in a senior final this year after being beaten in the Intermediate final last year. And in fairness to Dungannon, beaten fairly comprehensively. But it has been a fantastic turnaround. You know, the fellas, we always thought that there was, you know, the makings of a really strong senior team within the group of boys that we have at the minute. But, you know, we maybe are a year or two ahead of our schedule, but you obviously, whenever you get to a final, you take it whenever you're in it and take it from there.
And, of course, it is a very young team, isn't it?
It is a very young team. Probably the average age of, you're talking, you know, 24, 25, that sort of age group. But there is a few older boys, Niall Gormley, you know, 32, Owen Gormley, 35, 36, but then you're down to our next generation, probably from Matty's age group down of 25, 24, you know, down to Lee Brennan's 18 just. So there's a fairly, well, the youngest fellow on the panel is Ryan Gray, actually at 17. So there's a fairly good spread then, but, you know, they're a nice mix at the minute.
And, of course, you bring a great tradition to, I know, as you said, it's almost 30 years, but you bring a great tradition to Healy Park tomorrow.
Well, there's it. And, you know, when you know, a lot of people say, oh, it actually doesn't matter, and maybe it doesn't, but then again, there's always the consensus of opinion that it certainly does. And, you know, if you have no inhibitions about playing in finals and, you know, you like winning finals, if you like it, it doesn't weigh too heavily on the shoulders of the boys. Like, you know, then they'll go out and they'll deliver and, you know, they're getting a good send-off here from the village and that, so it should argue well for a good day for them.
And I'm sure, as you mentioned, great excitement, great buzz, great hype in the village and in the parish. Would there be any fear that maybe that will get to the players and maybe the occasion as a result?
No, I don't think so. While the hype is good and the flags and the bunting and all is up, obviously, and the well wishes and the good wishes and all that sort of stuff coming from everywhere. No, they're fairly grounded fellas, you know, and albeit, you know, if they haven't had much experience at county senior level, there's a lot of them that's played, you know, county senior football now, you know, like Amari and Burnley boys like that, and on the 21 this year, they had four boys on the panel. So they're in the Macquarie Cups and all that sort of stuff. You know, they're fairly well used to build up to matches and all that. So, no, playing not affect them too much. If anyone give them an extra lift whenever they see all the buzz about it.
Yeah, and of course, a big day tomorrow for the Donnelly family as well. And, you were captain, I think, when you last won it in 86?
Yeah, well, I was captain in 86, thank God, and Matty's captain tomorrow, so it'll be a fantastic double, the sweetest double that we'd have ever done as a family football-wise. Like, so, help of God, it'll come to fruition tomorrow evening that he'll bring the O'Neill Cup back to Irish again, so it'll be nice to see it.
And two Donnellys middle of the field, I suppose, given the Donnelly tradition in Trellick, and shouldn't come as no great surprise, maybe, that there are two Donnellys at the heart of the team.
No, in fairness, the two lads have really dedicated themselves to the football, as they call the other boys too, in fairness, but they've put in a lot of hard work, and they've done a lot of hours away from the football field and everything else, and discipline, you know, the discipline is like now, you know, the sacrifices they make, and they've made several sacrifices, and thank God they've got their reward now, getting to a county final. But obviously, whenever they get to a final now, they want to lead on and win that elusive O'Neill Cup medal, which would really be a fantastic achievement for me.
Yeah, and of course the other Donnelly is Richie.
Yeah, well, Richie's going around. He's joined the Crone senior panel this year too, and has slotted in well. Like, and he's playing decent football. Like, so he's hoping for a big game tomorrow too. Like, yeah. Hopefully, like all the rest of them are both, but hopefully things go well for him.